May I do a question? I'm very young, initiated only 2 years, but I have some experience.
Who is he?
It's my disciple, Maharaj.
What is his name?
Jagadish.
Jagadish. What do you say?
Yes, my experience before being initiated and to be dedicated to service, I was a psychologist. I make a lot of research about cultural shock, management development, etc. I saw that in many cases, in some experience, the problems that the Hare Krishna movement is doing, it doesn't follow a very scientifically relative aspect. In other words, sometimes they are very empirical, and sometimes they follow what Srila Prabhupada did for certain time, place, and circumstance, but they are not adapted to the new condition.
So you come nearer. What does he say?
What he wants to say, Guru Maharaj, is that these big American and Western companies, when they go to some place like, for example, in South America, they want to introduce a new product. So they make a big study of the place, the ethnical type of people and everything, and then they do the propaganda, and they are very successful in changing people's mind. No? So what he wants to say is that we should also utilize these techniques and things to try to bring people Krishna consciousness, to try to introduce Krishna consciousness, utilizing these modern methods, this way these big companies, they study the character of the people and they more or less like they manage the situation.
There should be some limit. How much we shall indulge to create favorable environment. How much money we should spare to create the favorable environment of the business. If I spare all of the money to create the environment, favorable environment, then no capital to take the things for the sale. Anukulyasya sankalpa. We should create favorable circumstances, but there should be a proportion in the energy that how much we can spare for creating favorable environment and how much for dealing with the articles. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulya visarjana. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
So it is also that a boy may be given some sweet meat and to get his sympathy and then to make him hear. As Haridas Thakur, he used to distribute some sweet meat to the boy and then he asked him, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But some are of opinion that some intoxication may be dealt and we should also take some intoxication. Because the people, they love intoxication. So if we go in that much, in that way, then we will be finished. Am I clear? No.
Yes, for me it's clear. For me it's clear.
Then you make him understand that what will be favorable, that is a proportion. So much we go in advance for the creation of the field, and then to energy must be saved for dealing with the articles.
Yeah,
because articles, the proportion. But if whole energy is spent on the create the ground and nothing to purchase the thing and to sell there, then I am bankrupt. Always try to keep information, to keep connection with me by letters. Missionaries, Krishna's missionaries, they are also taking that sort of temperament. They are going and they are attending the people, making hospital, then educational institution, and helping in many ways. then attracting their mind, and then they say, they come to worship Jesus. Ramakrishna Mission is also of similar type. They also do some service to the people and attract their mind and the sympathy, and then what they have got to say, they say like that. But we are generally concerned to, as much as possible, to utilize an energy for the real cause, and we have to spend as less as possible to create the environment. When Swami Maharaj approached first in America, what energy he had there to create a field favorable to him? Nothing. Empty-handed. His own posture, gesture, nature, simplicity, and a few books. He began his work with Kartal in a park. In some park, he Gaur Nityananda or Hare Krishna with Kartal, he began that, and a few books by his side. Achyutananda tell me, we are the first batch to approach him. Then we took him as one of his, so many hippies. He is also a hippie. He is that you call Kartal, sounding Kartal, and the Hare Krishna, and doing and the Shikha, and the Tilak, and the simple dress. Every kind of hippie has come. Then when we approached a little closely, then he gave one book to me, the Bhagavad Gita. I saw, he is not a hippie. This is his book. Achyutananda said, my father, he was fond of reading Gita. But that Gita was of Shankara school. I was not much satisfied. But here in his Gita I find that Lord is personal. That attracted me. Achyutananda, he told me. Then I collected some friends. He is not a hippie, he is a learned man. You see his books. He has got some deep purpose for which he has come. Some friends I have collected and they came to him and put ourselves at his disposal. He told he has come for such and such purpose. Then we tried to help him. We rented some room and we took him there. In this way, that was begun. The capital is not always positive in the sense of this material world, but some other spiritual capital there may be. And when that comes to our help, then of course a big success we can get. Still, in ordinary sense, we have to spend something to create favorable environment and then to go on with our business. That, but there must be a proportion. How much we shall advance? Generally, an educated man, when he is coaching a child, he will have to come down to the level of the child and then to speak with him. Then gradually he will take him up. So in this way, we have to do something. But there will be some limit. Jayatirtha Maharaj, one of the disciples of Jayatirtha Maharaj, from where he has written, he quoted a shloka from Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, I saw that.
Tata vidyam tatha sattu chikishu loka sangraham. Loka sangraha, that is to capture the attention of the people, ordinary people. A man should imitate some of his activity and then then he may be allowed, allowed to mix with them freely, and then he can draw them up. Karmanna vidyanshu yathatikishu loka sangraha. Some disciple of Jayatirtha Maharaj, he has given that. We are publishing Bhagavad Gita, and this sloka supports us. That if we are intoxicated, so we also take intoxication and mix with them, get facility, and then we draw them up. That is his argument. So, in Bhagavad Gita, in other places it is given, the Shastram Pramanante, where the specialists of the scriptures, they have given the standard, how much we should approach to the negative side to take them, to draw them towards positive. There is some limit. Gajjada Acharya Sestra Stratta Devi Tarujana, and the Srimad Bhagavat and the many other Shastra, it has said that never you lower your standard by mixing with those intoxication, the Skolistham, the Panam, Dutam, Panam, Sriyam, Sriyasruna. This gambling, Papanam, this intoxication, and unlawful connection with the women, men, women, and Sriyasruna, and slaughtering, killing up animals. We must keep ourselves aloof from such four commitments. So, do you think that it is going to answer his question now?
Yes.
I understood a great part of your answer. Mm. And with the orientation of my guru, I think that we can work together.
Alright, a proportion there should be. That how much capital I have got, and how much I can go down to take one. One is the drowning in the water. I should like to take him up, but in how much I shall take risk to take him that my mission may be successful. If carelessly I also jump, and the boat will die. Drown. That is not logical. I am making my position safe. If I can take the risk and take him up, then I am also saved and he will also be saved. Otherwise both will have to die now. Hare Krishna. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Generally that depends upon the personality, how much risk one can take. The rescuer, his power, his intelligence, his capacity, it depends on him. The Haridas Thakur was there, Mahaprabhu Pasha. He was in a secluded place, he was chanting the name of then one jamindar of a very brilliant. He anyhow wanted to dissuade Haridas Thakur that he is a Mohammedan born man and he has become so much sadhu, taking his name and showing devotion to him. He could not tolerate. He designed that his character must be spoiled. So he sent some prostitute. And he told the prostitute, I shall reward you if you give immense money if you can entice that man. So that beautiful lady, she approached Haridas Thakur and tried to draw his attention towards her. Haridas Thakur, he was a man of such high type. He did not disturb him. Yes, I shall fulfill your
request.
Request, you stay here. I am engaged in taking the name of the Lord for 1 crore every month, so few remaining. When I shall finish it, then I shall fulfill your object. You stay and hear. The lady went back. When the day came, the lady went back. And the Jamindar, he asked her, how far you have made progress? No, he has said that only 3 days remaining to fulfill his Harinam, and then she will attend me. He will attend me. All right, right. Then the next night also she went, and she whole night she heard the Harinam. Then in the morning also she had to come, and not yet finished. I thought it will be finished today, but not yet finished. It will be finished tomorrow. You come. Then the third night also she came, and she was waiting, hearing the name. And in the at the end, her mind was changed. Mind was changed. And what I have done? I have gone to mislead this real sadhu. Hearing the name of the Lord, whole self change came in her mind. And Haridas Thakur, the number is finished. Now I am free to satisfy. What do you want? I want to become your disciple. I want to get Harinam from you. You are my Gurudev. Haridas Thakur told me, yes, get Harinam. And I knew that you will be converted within 3 days. So I asked you to attend, that when my name yoga will be finished, I shall fulfill your desire. I could guess that 3 days, 3 nights, if you attend, your heart will be changed, and I shall fulfill your desire. I am keeping my promise. I am giving Harinam. Otherwise, I would have fled. The first day, when you approached me, I would have fled from here. But I did not do. I could guess that after 3 nights hearing, you will be converted, and you will beg fulfillment of your spiritual life. So I stayed here for 3 nights, and now get yourself fulfilled. So that prostitute became a good devotee. So much so, so many persons used to come to her. Oh, how a prostitute is converted within 3 nights by that great Mahatma. And the Haridas Thakur fled from that place. Then now the people will come to know I have converted that prostitute, that notable prostitute. So many people will come to flock before around him, so he fled from that place. And that cottage was left to that lady. You just take your seat here and put a tulasi on the front and go on taking name of Krishna. So it was possible for Haridas Thakur to stay there 3 nights and to convert her. But if ordinary man goes to take such risk, he will be finished. So according to the capacity, what will be favorable and unfavorable, that is to be decided. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Siddhaya, Siddhaya.
Malichacharan chale gana, Maharaj. Haan. Jal khabar khayenge.
right or wrong. Because it is the most natural, fundamental flow for itself, for himself. Only he has right. The real right he has got over anything and everything. The widest circle ever known to the world. Beauty. Beauty, charm, does not care for it. Even not care for justice, what to say to other things. It is unthinkable. Anything fair can exist over justice. Unthinkable. Inconceivable. The justice can be condemned. What is this? It is impossible. Justice is justice. How that can be challenged? But there is a challenge, plain of challenge. Justice becomes thief to enter into that domain. Justice. Two parties. Well, justice, you must need two parties. Question of right and wrong. And a law book you must have. Administration, book of law, two or more parties. Then you can have your chair. But no. No room for those things here. Autocracy, autocracy is beauty, autocracy is absolute good. What to speak? Do you know what is, you have come to occupy the chair of justice? Do you know what is absolute good? What is absolute good? Which is applicable everywhere. Not dependent on your teeny brain, decision of your teeny brain. Really, it is a very wonderful thing. And that is Krishna. Krishna look, Krishna consciousness in that. Despotism. Despotism, that is beauty. Absolute good is such that is despotism, it is all good. How to be in connection with that thing, that plane, where even the cruelty is also love. Cruelity, love, all of the same level. Viraha, Milan. Justice, injustice, equal there. There also, like Bhaktisena Kiki Vale. Yes. That is in Bengali, Bhatsana, to chastise stricture. That is also desirable. One desire that let him give some stricture to me. Very sweet. Priyajadi maankari karaye bhatsan, vedastuti hoite, sadhu bahu guna. such is the position.
Taha Hare Krishna Mon.
Huh?
Vedastuti Hoite Taha Hare Krishna Mon.
Hare Krishna Mon. The domain is such that any loving devotee, affectionate devotee, speaks something ill against him, Krishna is so much satisfied the hymn in the scriptures cannot come nearby. Such is the domain. Inconceivable. Where speech means song, movement means dancing, arti, the land means Chintamani ke kibhabe. Touchstone, something like that. Then trees and creepers, they are benevolent leaders, donors, whatever one will ask, like hostels. Whatever one will ask, it will come from the tree and the creeper. They have to satisfy the guest. The creepers and the trees, they are also host there. They want to satisfy the guest. It has been described in Brahma Samhita. Who is there?
Jagadisha.
Inconceivable, achieved, at least let us think like that. To attain that position, of course, very, very inconceivable, but if we can think that there may be such playing of life, the Vaishnavas of higher type, they live there. They do not want anything. So the environment is lavishly praying for them. No, receive something. You are my guest, you take something. No, we do not want anything. I am already satisfied. So the competition there is such way. No, you will have to take. No, don't, forgive me, I do not want anything. I am charmed with the very look, very touch of the land. All my thirst removed. What atmosphere I have come within this way. Krishna. All illusion. All illusion. So we have nothing to lose. Let us have at least a good dream. It is not waste of time and energy to think of such high ideals. What are we envisioning? What is reality? He does. The reality in our present stage of knowledge, what value does it carry? Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Gauranga came with such the news, such prospect to us approached. You soul, you have got such prospect in your life. Nityananda Prabhu begged from door to door with appealing earnestly your prospect is so high. This is Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham, only we have to pierce through this surface and to dive deep within the Navadvip, in our Navadvip, the Navadvip of Bhūtnitāya. Externally we may find Jagai Madhari and the Krishnananda Swami, Chandkaji, etc. But if we dive a little deep, we shall find what is there, what is here, what is here. The gift of this Navadvip Dham, take to the market, and all mercantile will be of less
value,
charm. All will be like trash. In comparison, everything will seem to be trash. The gift of Navadvip is so high. So high level. Even Vrindavan won't be able to stand in comparison. But we are preaching Vrindavan, about Vrindavan. But Vrindavan plus something. If we close the door, then what valuation you will have? Nityananda Prabhu is dragging Baladev from the throne. Sati Devi had the dream. I had a dream that Krishna and Balaram on the throne, and Nityananda, he is catching hold of Balaram, he is drawing him. Your age is finished. Now the age of my Lord Gauranga has come. He must come out, come down from the throne. In this age of Kali, if no canvasser, then what is the value of the property? A canvasser to so many. You are all confined in a room and you are eating lavishly. Confined in Vrindavan. And our Vrindavan we are throwing length and breadth of the world. That Vrindavan does. And there Radha Govinda separate and here combined. More power. Combined. And they have made their mind to loot. Take as much as wealth you can. Combined we are giving it to you all. Impossible. Gaurodham Sambandini ki bolache Gaurodhananda Saraswati. Koi bolalam narakayati tidasa pura akash puspayati durdantendiyo kaal satpapatuli prutkhaya dasnanstrayati Vishnu Purna Sukhayati, Vidhimayanda Adhishtha Kijitayati. You well done? Nimayaja?
No.
Aliyaji? Aliyaji? All of that Prabhupada. Purna Sukhayati. Vijimayendradishya kihitayat yat karunna karakkha vaiva sankishtana kaivadilam narakayati. If one can get the taste of the gift of the dish that is distributed in Navadvip, one can have a slight taste of that dish. Then Kaivalyam Narakarati, that permanent liberation, emancipation, that will seem to him just like hell. Kaivalyam Narakarati, which has been so much praised, admired in this, in so many shastra, that Kaivalya Mukti, eternal emancipation from this exploiting world of exploiting. Trouble is the tendency to exploit. That is the trouble found out by the experts of those days. What is the trouble? The exploiting tendency that forces us to connect with the environment, and we have to suffer severely from the reaction. So how successfully to get out of the action-reaction problem? That is the problem of the whole scholars of the previous days. So here Prabodhananda Saraswati, a disciple of Mahaprabhu, who came from the south, who was uncle of Gopal Bhattu Goswami. Kaivalyam Narakayate. Oh, you talk so much of your Kaivalya that will never have any possibility of coming into connection with the exploiting tendency, reaction, what of reaction. That is like a hell to us, to those that come to Sri Gaurangadev, that is it. Sridashapu Rakashapushpayate. Sometimes you talk of so much of the heaven, that is just like Akashapushpa, means that
Kusum,
Akash Kusum, that some illusory conception that flower may be produced by the sky. That is the most negligible type of imagination, concoction. Your heaven is just like flower in the sky. That is impossible. Something. Kaivalyam Narakayate Tidasapu Akashapushpayate. Kaivalyam Kala Sakpapatali Pukhat Damaspayate. You feel much difficulty about your senses. That they become master of you and forces you against your will to many misdeeds. Duddhantendriya kala sarpapatuli, like so many serpents, that cannot be controlled. So many senses, your senses mean so many poisonous serpents, venomous serpents, and they are running here and there, and in reaction the poison is coming and making you to suffer. But don't be afraid. Prut khata damastrayati. There, the venomous teeth has been taken off. From the serpent, the teeth of their venom has been removed. The indriya will play like that. All your senses will play like so many serpents whose teeth of venom has been removed. So, no apprehension from them. Kaivalyam Narakayate Tidasapurakasapuspayati, Duddantendriya kala sattva patali, Prutkhata damaspayati, Vishyangpurna sukhayati. Whatever you will see or hear or touch or the whole environment will only carry waves of happiness to you. Every incident will carry some good news to you. Always. All the waves from outside, they will carry only good news to you. Vishyam purna sukhayati. Vidhivandra dishtukitayati. And are you afraid of the Brahma, the Creator, the Mahadev, the destroyer, or wholesale destroyer of the world? Are you afraid of them? They will be to you just like an insect or worm. Their power, their authority against you would not be of any use. They will be just like a worm to you. Your position will be unassailable. If you get yatkarunna katakkha paribhavam, if you get karunna katakkha paribhavam, Mahaprabhu is very benevolent, magnanimous. His katakha means his glance, and only a ray of that glance if you get. If you can achieve a point of a ray of the glance of that magnanimous Lord Gauranga, then you will get such position in the world. This is described by Prabodhananda Saraswati. The Gauranga is such. What to speak? No trouble. All joy, ecstatic joy. And no problem. Because the Daya, His mercy is of such type. All difficulties will far, far away. You won't be able to touch it. You will be in the throne of ecstatic joy. No room for any complaint. You are in the normal position, all more or less suffering from abnormal stage, influence or abnormal stage. How they can venture to approach you? You are in the so high degree of normality. Normal existence to the extreme you have attained. More or less all outside is abnormal. How they can venture to approach against you? You are quite in the highest normal position. You have got a full surrendering stage into Krishna consciousness. Radha Govinda Mahaprabhu. Did not care for anything in this world. No apprehension. That such is the thing we have to conceive and we have to have. And what value, what price we have secured. How much attention we can collect to go. What passage we have collected to go to that land. Only visa means grace of that land. How much grace I have collected from the persons that come from there, here. I collected some grace, favor. Their favor of the agents of the land. Sadhu kripa, sadhu sambha, bhakta kripa.